2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
It is a massive Friday edition of Radio Chaser. The regular stalwarts here, Andrew Hansen, Charles Firth, and the one and only Chris Taylor. How you going, guys?
Very well. Thank you for calling me not only the one and only, but also regular. I think this is my third show this year. So it's good to be a veteran of Radio Chaser. Now, excellent news to take us into the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best news ever. There is only 1 week left of the election campaign. Congratulations, everyone, for making it this far. We're in the final straight. We've had all the major set pieces. We've had all three debates. We've had the Labor Party launch last weekend. The final big pillar, I guess, the last big set piece is the Liberal launch this Sunday. Now, it's going to be a little bit different from the way Labor did it. Labor had their whole party there.
Yep.
And it is a party launch, after all, so you may as well invite the party.
Yep.
Liberals, it seems, it's just going to be Scott Morrison.
Right.
It's strongly rumoured that Dutton and Abbott won't be there. Ostensibly, this is true, this is their official line, because they're too busy campaigning. Do you think it might just be because they're so toxic with the electorate that no one wants cameras looking at those faces?
Well, this is a good question. Is it because the rest of Australia can't stand them, or is it because they don't get along with Scott Morrison?
Scott Morrison can't bear to look at them.
Yeah.
Might put him off his speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be that. So this far, if you look at the guest list, it's Scott Morrison, and that's it. So it's going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, if you invited Scott Morrison to an event, you'd be unlikely to have many other takers.
And to be fair, though, Peter Dutton will be elected in about 6 months' time as Liberal leader anyway.
Yeah.
So he'll get to do his own anyway.
He will, absolutely.
I mean, there's a real risk if you invite Peter Dutton that he ends up leader by the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Now, the other big talking point, and maybe the reason why the turnout will be a bit low, is it's a shocking scheduling clash with Mother's Day. I mean, who throws a big campaign launch on the most sacred day of the year? And I say that with all respect to our diggers and Anzac Day, but Mother's Day is untouchable in my book.
Yes, no, but I've just solved that problem by I'm going to take my mum to the Liberal Party launch.
Oh,
yeah, that's a sweet, bit of a day out.
You're a good son.
You're such a softie.
Oh, she'll love that.
That's a lovely gesture.
It's the Liberal Party, so they'll make your mum bring a plate.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Triple M, Radio Chaser. Yeah, look, we're all very excited about Mother's Day here too, aren't we, on Radio Chaser? But no one is more important, though, on Mother's Day than the most important of all mothers in the whole world, and that is, of course, Meghan Markle. She's what Mother's Day is all about this year. She's had the baby. She's about to have her first ever Mother's Day coming up.
We finally got the name
for
this week.
We got the name of the baby, Chris. Announce the cute little boy's name.
If you haven't heard, he's going to be called Archie.
He's Archie after the comic strip.
After the comic. I'm sorry they didn't go with Hagar. Hagar the Horrible. Yeah.
Mm. Or Jughead might be the next baby, I'm thinking.
Gilbert in the mix.
I wanted Snoopy. I think that would have been a really cute name.
Well, she's going to have more than one kid, presumably.
Yeah.
So there might be, a Garfield around the corner.
There could be. Or maybe like I wouldn't mind like a Marvel Comics name. Maybe the next kid might be called, the Green Lantern or Batman.
The Green Lantern is already taken. That's the Queen's nickname for Prince Philip's penis.
Oh, bro. Yeah, it used to be pink. Yeah. It used to be the Pink Lantern when he was young, but gone a bit off in his recent years. Anyway, look, one of the most interesting things about this royal baby is the way in which it was born. A lot of people think, well, how do these royal people actually have babies? And if you have a listen to this official palace protocol, it's not actually that different from the way any regular mum might do it.
Giving birth to royal offspring is a ritual dating back as far as the Jurassic period, when most of the royal family's ideas originated. During the third trimester, the royal mother must anoint her genitals daily with truffled swan's giblets. When labour begins, the royal mother is dragged by a family of trained badgers to a secure private chamber. For her comfort, no one is permitted entry except for the Queen, Prince Philip, their children, their heirs, an assortment of dukes and earls, Elton John,
Handles,
and the entire band of the Coldstream Guards. The royal obstetrician then uses a pheasant shot in the morning hunt to gently slap the mother's buttocks in time with each contraction. If pain relief is required, the royal father is given a lovely cup of tea. When the baby's head emerges, it is pulled from the royal birth canal by a team of draft horses. The Queen then inspects the infant to ensure its suitability as an heir to the British throne. If it does not look German enough, it gets sent to an orphanage.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Horn or porn?
Yes, horn or porn. It's the game show sweeping the country, and the rules couldn't be simpler. I'm going to read out some actual movie titles, and all you have to do is say, is it a Goldie Hawn film, or is it a porno?
Ooh.
Horn or porn? Charles Firth, are you ready? The Banger Sisters. Horn or porn?
Oh, this is what a great idea.
Just quietly, Grant Denyer already wants the TV rights for Horn or Porn. The Banger Sisters.
The Banger Sisters. I'm going to go with Goldie Hawn.
Is absolutely correct.
Yay!
It was a 2002 film with Goldie, also starring Susan Sarandon. Mm. Congratulations. Andrew, you're next.
God.
A Beautiful Behind.
I'd love it if that was a porn film.
Porn or Porn.
It's such a polite title for a porn. I'm going to say porno just because I desperately hope it is.
You're absolutely correct. A Beautiful Behind is a 2002 gay porn film.
Of course, it
stems from those, you know, like there's a kind of a trope in pornos where they pun on actual Hollywood movies. That was punning on A Beautiful Mind.
Oh, you gotcha, yes. Right.
It's not a good pun, no, but I think that's what they were going for.
Does Russell Crowe have a cameo in that one as well?
Oh, yeah, he was also Oscar nominated for A Beautiful Behind. Back to you, Charles. Snatched.
Oh, no, that's a porno.
Wrong!
What?
Oh, unless it's also a porno, but it's a 2017 film starring Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer.
Wow. Snatched. Yes.
I saw the posters now that you mention it. I was disappointed it wasn't a porno.
Andrew Hansen. Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy.
Horn or porn? I'm going to go. That sounds to me like early horn. Is it an early horn?
Would you believe it's early porn?
Oh, early porn.
When I say early porn, it's a 1985 hardcore gangbang film with the most genteel title I've ever heard. Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy. Look it up on IMDb. And our final question in this round of horn or porn, and it's for both players. Wild College Sluts 14.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
And I was looking through the radio ratings because they came out again this week. Mm. And I'll tell you what, once again, Coles Radio has had an absolute blinder of a survey. It is the number one digital station in the whole of Australia.
Now, am I right in thinking it's just the install music and station that you hear? It's not, or can you pick up Coles Radio at Woolies if you've got a digital radio on?
You can tune in your car. If you've got a DAB radio, which is the new type of radios, everyone's getting them at the moment, you can tune in wherever you want.
And what sort of content is it? Is it just that Down Down song on loop? And is that why it's so popular?
Oh, I think there's discussions about things that have gone down this week, things that might go down next week. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there would be a range of discussions.
Explains its huge popularity. I mean, that's fascinating.
Yeah. But, so the ratings only counts active users, not losers, who tune in. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, like a couple of 150,000 people listen to it every week on their digital
but
radio.
But surely they just count shoppers who are trapped inside the stores. They wouldn't be active listeners.
No, they're not active listeners. They're prisoners.
So if we could actually take people hostage and start a different radio station, Triple M, you know, like Chaser Radio.
Chaser Radio.
And just kidnap people, lock them in a room.
Yes.
Obviously enough people to make it a big impact in the ratings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000 would be easy.
That'd knock off Coles? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Well, actually, it's funny you should say that, because Aldi have done exactly that, but theirs is a sort of cut price version.
You love Coles Radio, but have you tried Aldi Radio? All the classics you know and love, modified slightly to make cheap knockoffs that are almost but not quite as good as the originals. This month, check out Aldi Radio's classic-sounding hits from The Bleatles.
Hey, Jubes, you make me glad. Take a small sweet and change one letter.
Can't fit my gloves. Everybody tells me to sew. Can't fit my gloves. So.
Or if you're into modern hits, Aldi has songs from Trailer Thrift.
Bake it off. Bake it off.
And George Extra.
I'll be writing mock songs, vaguely like the real ones. Not as good as real ones, 'cause they're fake.
Plus, Aldi Radio has all of John Farnham's hits. Not a cheap knockoff. We were easily able to afford the real thing. So next time you want to listen to Coles Radio, tune in to Aldi Radio. It's almost, but not quite, as good.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
$1 million idea.
$1 million idea. This is where Radio Chaser gets inside the ideas room. We come up with inventions to make the world a better place and maybe earn a little pretty penny on the side. Look, all this talk of sausages has sort of put me in a food frame of mind this week. And I was thinking, one of the great food inventions, or innovations is probably the more accurate word, in modern times is the half and half pizza.
Yes.
Oh, like, genius.
We're all very indecisive when it comes to knowing exactly what we want. And for years, centuries, like go back to the original Neapolitan pizza. For, you know, decades, poor little Italians just had to have one flavour on their pizza before someone had the nerve or the vision.
The genius. To say,
could we split this edible disc in two and have ham and pineapple on one side and four seasons on the other? And it's brilliant. It solves so many family arguments. I want to give a Nobel Prize to whoever came up with the half and half pizza. But why have we only ever had this kind of thinking in regards to pizza? Like, how you know, food is very divisible by two, maybe even by other fractions. Like, so my $1 million idea is to open a restaurant.
What is it?
Just like the half and half restaurant. Where let's say you know you're hungry, but you don't know if you want the chicken or the fish.
Right.
Rather than have to choose, you say to your waiter, give me half and half. So some poor chef out the back has to sew together half a fish and half a chicken. You know, it can be a sort of MasterChef challenge, make it look pretty.
Yeah.
But half of the dish is chicken, half of it's fish. Everyone's happy.
It's a bit like surf and turf, because they already do that with steak and prawns, right?
But they don't sew it together.
No.
It's not chopped in half. I think what you're after, though, Chris, is not so much a chef as a vivisectionist.
Yeah, because I don't think it can be as simple as just ordering two different types of food and putting them on the same plate. The genius of the half and half pizza is it's the same dish.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's say, I don't know, Andrew, I know you love your Japanese.
Oh, yes. I love some Japanese.
You might want sashimi and cooked fish. Yeah. Well, now you can have both.
They could staple them together. Hand rolls. I can see those being sort of, you know, half of a salmon hand roll stuck, glued onto half of a chicken hand roll.
Something like that's beautiful. I was thinking more that you could, let's say you want, I don't know, do you like scallops?
I love scallops.
So you might want raw scallop, but you also might want cooked scallop. The chef would only put half of the scallop in the pan and keep the other half out of it. So you've got
my mouth watering.
You know, you've got sashimi on one side, you've got the other. And this isn't just food.
Yes.
I'm thinking drinks.
What else?
That's exactly it. The 50-50 restaurant, all cups will be divided in two, and you just have to turn it around 90 degrees and you can sip out, you know, have a sip of each. Even, like, I often dine alone, and you don't just want a glass of wine and a bottle's a bit too much.
Yes.
You sort of want, okay, I want a white wine with my scallop starter, and I might want a red wine with my steak. The half and half cask. Now, go with me on this. A little box. Okay, let's say it's got about the equivalent of four glasses of wine in it. And you've just got two different taps at either end of the cask. White, half red. Suddenly you've got half and half booze. Don't tell me that won't take off in Australia to go with your half and half pizza.
That is a $1 million, $1 million idea, Taylor.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
This time next week, we will know what the number one sausage is for the Democracy Sausage. Of course, we've got Sausage Fest 2019. You can come along, by the way. Just hit up the Triple M website, triplem.com.au. Help us vote for the sausage and come along to Young Henry's Brewery, proudly independent, best served loud. Those guys, by the way, are putting on a very cool voters bitter that has our name on it. Radio sausages.
Someone served me a cocktail Frankfurt the other day, which was very 70s of them. Now, what makes a sausage cocktail mode?
Like, well, it's the red jacket, isn't it?
So it's a dress code.
Yeah.
It's like you've got a casual sausage, a formal sausage, and then you've got your cocktail.
So for Sausage Fest, where you're like, without, you know, influencing the vote at all, do you think we need a formal sausage? Will it be a sort of tuxedo sausage?
Well, we've kind of got one in a way, Chris, because we've got a Malcolm Turnbull sausage. It's called the Big Mal. That's our formal sausage. It's made of fine venison and Shiraz, when only the best will do. So I think he stands in probably for the formal sausage.
And we should emphasise that all these sausages are possible to be made. Like if you vote for one and it wins, we will actually be making it and serving it at Sausage Fest, including the Greens one, which, you know, is very popular nowadays. You know, they're going vegan. Everyone's going vegan.
Oh, veggie sausage.
It's a vegan banger crafted from kale and flaxseed, gluten-free, fat-free, fun-free, and totally ineffective at making you full.
I think it sounds great. I can't wait for this. And we should emphasise, you're right, Charles, this is a real event, and we really want you to vote, the vote that counts, not voting for whichever dickhead's going to be in charge of the country, voting for whichever sausage you want to eat at the Sausage Fest 2019 next Friday lunchtime at Young Henry's Brewery. It's going to be fantastic. You've got to hop on the website and choose the sausage.
I know the guys from Maury Meats, by the way, are listening to us right now. They're the ones banging it together. George Street, North Strathfield. Check out maurymeats.com.au. It's happening this time next week. You got to vote. triplem.com.au, and you could be coming along to Sausage Fest 2019.
What product is this?
Yes, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, so I thought we should have a sort of empowering session of what product is this, and just only do stuff that will really empower women. So let's start off with this ad from the 1970s. What product is this advertising?
It used to be, lady, you had no rights. No right to vote. No right to property. No right to the wage you earned. That was back when you were laced in, hemmed in, and left with not a whole lot to do.
Laced in, hemmed in. It's some sort of, is it bras? You know, something that frees you up a bit?
Nice thinking.
Yeah, hemmed was the word that sort of hooked me into thinking it might be clothing related or stockings, perhaps.
Well, it's funny you should say hooked.
That was back when you had to sneak up to the attic if you wanted a cigarette. Smoke in front of a man, heaven forbid.
Oh. You come a long way, baby.
Introducing new Virginia Slims, the slim cigarette for women only, tailored for the feminine hand. Slimmer than the fat cigarettes men smoke, with the kind of flavor women like. Mellow, mild Virginia flavor. New Virginia Slims, in the slim first pack.
You got your own cigarette now.
Wow. It is, and she's so right about those fat cigarettes that we like to smoke as men.
So they're literally marketing cigarettes that wives can hide from their husbands.
Yeah,
so they don't get caught for being a smoker.
Genius. That's a $1 million idea.
We also need thin, like, bottles of beer. You know, instead of they're quite fat. You know, they're very hard to smuggle down your garter. But if you just had test tube size, you know, vessels to drink your booze out of, life would be so much easier for a housewife.
Yeah, that's right. What's this advertising?
What about Pam? You can tell your mother, Harold.
What, Mom?
Her job. Is it working out?
Great, Mother. Just great.
But can she still take care of you?
Just fine, Mom, really.
Forgive me for asking, Harold, but her job, this apartment, so much to take care of. Maybe a maid would help out.
She can handle it, Mom. Pam's a genius.
I could come over, help with the laundry, no trouble.
Because no discussion, of course, that, you know,
the man might help.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So what is it? What product do you reckon?
Oh, they were sort of inching towards the idea of housework, weren't they? Yeah. And doing the washing. So I'm going to say maybe a washing machine.
Ooh, very close.
Salvo.
Relax, Mom. No one takes better care of her husband.
Oh! Hey, you two talking about me.
Simple, sure Salvo tablets. Real help for the busy working woman.
Yeah, so they're washing machine tablets.
And were the tablets slim so you could just ingest them in the attic?
Yeah, that's right.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Chris and Charles, can you give me your opinions on these stories, please? Are they cat's pyjamas? Good. Are they cat's piss? Bad. Here's one. Now, Peter Andre.
Bad.
Okay. Let's move on. Peter Andre is. He's decided to give something up. He's stopped taking
his
any
career.
I don't think he decided that.
Very harsh on Peter Andre. It's lucky he's not on the playlist. Or is he? Get him off if he is, please.
There are not nearly enough guitars for Triple M.
He's decided to stop taking naked selfies. He's not going to take them anymore because he
doesn't... Lack of demand?
Possibly. The reason he says is he doesn't want them leaking.
What's in the photos?
He's got a bit of prostate problem, does he?
Andre leaking in a selfie. So no more of those. Well, no, he's worried about hackers, right? He's worried about hackers. And he's admitted, but the interesting thing is, Peter Andre's admitted, and he's about our age or a little bit older, which I didn't think we did this. Do you guys do this?
Take naked selfies? No, obviously not. But we're not in the sort of shape, the physical, perfection for the physique. But Peter Andre's quite well cut. He's a fit guy. Yeah. What was the audience, if not hackers? I mean, who was he making these for?
For him and Jordan. Yeah, they were private things, you know. He wasn't sharing them around.
I wonder if this is spin. Like, you know, the real story is that he's actually lost his beautiful physique. And he's, you know, he's now quite hard to fit into the whole frame if you're just, you know, taking a selfie. You know, his whole sort of torso is the size of one of Jordan's breasts. So very hard to photograph. So he's spinning it as sort of, oh, hackers. Yes. But really, no, he's just hideous now. Therefore, he's no longer photogenic. So cat's piss for me.
Cat's piss.
And in a similar vein, this sort of celebrity phone use type of thing, Adele, right? Newly single Adele. She's joined, apparently she's signed up to this dating app, but it's only for celebrities. It's not Tinder. It's not a dating app that anybody else can use. It's only for celebs, just for famous people.
I saw her on that the other day. Yeah.
Right, Charles, did you swipe left or right?
Ah, left. Not my type.
How do you, like, who's the moderator? Who's the arbiter to say whether someone's a celebrity or not? Because there's Adele, who's obviously a giant global superstar, and then there's someone who reads the news on weekends on Channel 10 or something.
You know how you got a Tinder rating? Yeah. Maybe it's like your IMDb rating is like your Tinder rating on
this app.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, gee. Well, Rob Schneider wouldn't be on there.
I mean, how many celebrities for whom you would think it's the easiest thing in the world to get maybe not find a life partner, but to at least get a little bit of nookie. Mm. I mean, celebrities always seem to be in amongst it. How many would need a service like this? Is it just Adele and Warnie? Who else is on this
thing? That's who the moderator is.
Oh, boy, he's in charge.
Oh, no. Heaven help us all. Cat's piss.
That just about wraps it up for us, by the way. See you next week. Bye.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.